Dissonance Media and the Other Stories presents. Step into the abyss of After the Gloaming, a gothic fiction podcast that delves into the depths of human emotion. Unyielding love, revenge, internal struggles, and restless souls await you in 9 haunting episodes, where dread, fear, and rare glimpses of eerie happiness linger. Dare to listen on your favorite podcatcher? After the Gloaming beckons. Search now, but beware. Innocence will be left behind.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
These aren't the stories your mother told you. No, these are the other stories.
Konnichiwa. So we are welcoming in the next theme of horror, sci-fi, thriller stories for the podcast. We're welcoming in the next theme, which is Japan. Japan. Have you ever been to Japan?
I haven't. I would like to. Have you?
No, I'd love to. It's one of the places there in like New York and like, you know, some big places in America I'd like to go to. They're high on my list. High on my bucket list.
Oh yeah. All your standard ones, yeah. I mean, I've wanted to go to Japan ever since I first saw the first Pokemon Center, and I think I could go there and then go home happy. But then I also think I'm doing Japan a disservice in only going there to see Pikachu on a big building.
Well, that's one of their big selling points, isn't it, Pokemon?
I mean, that's pretty much it.
Yeah. I do wonder if we're going to get any Pokemon horror stories. Like, we haven't been through the... all the submissions yet, so there might be a Pokemon one waiting there.
Maybe. I mean, I don't know how the copyright guys would feel about that, but we can closely resemble the pocket monsters.
Yeah, just do what Digimon did.
Yeah. Go Mewkachu.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. So we've got to say goodbye to the last theme quickly. We've got to say goodbye to dinosaurs.
Goodbye.
See you later, dinosaurs. We had some great stories there. If you still...
Yeah, it's still a bit raw.
If you're still in the mood for a bit of a dinosaur story, then the new Jurassic Park's out in the cinema. Jurassic World 2. Okay, so we've got 4 incredible stories based around the theme of Japan coming to you. And we've also got an extra bonus story for people on the Patreon feed. We've also got a nice little bonus for people who subscribe via Patreon. We're doing the Ask Us Anything, which is a sort of once every now and again we ask you guys if you've got any questions, if you want to be a writer, maybe you want to know how the words work. Don't ask me that. maybe you want to be a narrator and you want to know how to project your voice properly or how to record something. Or maybe you want to be an editor and you want to do what Carl does and you want to know how to take audio and put it together and, you know, put the music bed on there and make it all sound nice and jazzy and put the sound effects.
Imagine.
Yeah. If you've got any questions, you can go over to patreon.com/hawkandcleaver. The pledge from as little as a pound or a dollar. And there you'll get access to all the bonus stuff and you'll be able to ask us anything. We will answer the question in a nice little video, which I'm putting together pretty soon.
I'm quite excited to see that.
Yeah, me too. I think it'll be good.
Mostly because I like seeing my own face.
Well, yeah. Have you got like the FaceTime camera turned on now?
No, I haven't right now. We're just on audio.
I see. Yeah. But yeah, go over to Patreon, sign up, join us, join the family, and help us keep the show going and, you know, get access to all the bonus bits.
And all the episodes before they're released live on the feed.
Exactly, yeah. Should we quickly tell people about what's coming up next, the next three themes after Japan?
Yes, please.
Okay, so coming up, as voted for by you in the Facebook group, we've got London Underground.
That'll be fun.
Yeah, I think it will be good. Followed by Surgery, followed by Victorian England. Someone said that like these three stories could be, you can make a story that goes over all three themes, and I'm pretty sure you could quite
easily. Oh, easy.
So it'd be interesting.
Sounds like a good challenge.
If you've got a story idea and you think you might have what it takes to scare people through the medium of audio and you want to send in a story, you can go over to hawkandcleaver.com/submissions. We're proud to say that we're now able to offer a monetary reward to people whose stories are accepted. It's nothing life-changing, but it is it'll buy you a beer, you know.
I think that's quite an exciting place to be at, because I mean, we don't get paid for doing this. The narrators very kindly donate their time. As writers, we would love to have your work not only featured, but then, like we say, even just a small monetary award. We're a building story studio, and we want to slowly take those steps and make sure that everyone's getting all the recognition they deserve. So, yeah, a beer on us.
Sounds good. Yeah, I guess. What else do we need to tell people?
So submit your stories. An update for anyone who's wondering where the Other Stories print collection 2 is. For those of you who don't know, last year we did a collection of the first year of All the Other Stories in a nice print edition, which is available on Amazon. And at the minute, we're rattling through number 2, and that should be ready to go live in the next couple of weeks. So keep an eye on that. And if you like the stories so much that you want to list, you want to absorb them with more than just your ears, then you can absorb them with your eyes in the print edition. So that's quite exciting. I like doing the print editions.
Yeah, they're nice to have on the shelf as well.
Yeah, and the last one was chunky, and this one's gonna be even bigger. So yeah, that's exciting. And we've got a few more people featured in this one as well, which is quite nice. So it's more than myself, you, Ben and Matt, which is glorious.
Yeah. So I've got one last thing that I think we do need to tell people about. It's the Hawk and Readers Club. Like, I know you guys listen to podcasts, obviously, but if you're like us, you also like to read a lot of like horror fiction and thriller fiction, that kind of thing. We're doing like a book club. So a bit like how, what's his name? Richard Madeley and his wife do that book club on Channel 4. So once a month, we put some books out there for you to vote, and then you guys vote, and then we read the book, and then we talk about it, and then we and what we've done so far, Dan, we've done...
So far we've had Joe Hill's Strange Weather, we did Ray Bradbury's Fahrenheit 451, we've done Chuck Wendig's Zeros, Stephen King's The Dark Half, and then I'm forgetting one, which...
Nick Cutter's Little Heaven.
Nick Cutter's Little Heaven. And then this month, as voted for by the people in our Facebook group, was... I haven't forgotten. I was trying to lead you in, but that went well. Adam Neville's The Ritual. So for any fans of the film, or anyone who hasn't yet seen the film but wants to know the story, if you want to join in, just get your copy of The Ritual. We're not sponsoring any books. We're not promoted by anyone. They're just ones that you guys have picked. And yeah, just read along with us, and then at the end of each month we all jot down our thoughts and have a good old chin wag on the Facebook group about what we liked, what we didn't, and get voting on the next book.
I have thought what we could do as well is once every 6 months or so, Dan, is me and you do a special podcast like this, where not so much like a review of one book, but where we just have a general chat about the like six books in one go, talk about our favourites, stuff we liked and stuff we didn't like and that kind of thing. What do you think?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. We can do that at the end of this month then.
Yeah, sounds good.
I wonder what my favourite would be.
I think mine would be Fahrenheit 451. Nothing.
Save it.
Say nothing.
Yeah, but yeah, it's. I think it's a fun thing to be part of because, I mean, I've not been in the book club before and I'm quite enjoying this because it's good to read along with other people. Reading's a fun thing, but it's also a very isolating thing. And when you're also a writer who is isolated a lot of the time, it's quite nice to share with others. Just put me in a corner with some blankets and I can die in peace.
Well, don't worry, because we're done now. The bandage has been pulled and we can relax and have a cup of tea. So come over to the Facebook group, facebook.com/groups/HawkandCleaver. Come join the fun there. Subscribe to the show. Help us over at patreon.com/HawkandCleaver. And if you want to submit a story, go to www.hawkandcleaver.com/submissions.
And if you struggle to remember all of those, links will be in the show notes.
Yeah, sounds good. All right, guys, enjoy Japan. I hope it's, I hear the weather's lovely.
How do you say goodbye in Japan?
Oh, bugger.
Bugger. Bye.
Wait, I'm going to think of it. I'm going to edit it to make it look like I've said it right away.
Sayonara.
You're right. Yeah, sayonara, yeah.
How do you say goodbye in Japanese?
Sayonara.
That's so underwhelming.
All right, I'm going to stop recording you.
Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.